This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. Forming a habit is crucial for anything you do in life, whether it's being successful, being healthy, making money, whatever it is. Habits are crucial and are required. Doing the same thing over and over again is how you get results. That's how you see benefits. If you do it here and there, you won't see consistent results. For example, if you're working out every single day, that's going to be a habit, and you will see progress. Whether you're trying to lose weight or build muscle, you will see progress as you consistently have the habit of going to the gym and working out. If you don't have a habit of doing that, you will not see results. And that's why most people get frustrated, because they are not doing the same thing and having a habit. Same goes for eating healthy, drinking water. If you're trying to lose weight and trying to be healthy, you have to have a habit of doing it over and over again. That's how you see results. So most people, and it's always been debates, how long does it take to form a habit? Most people think 21 days is what it takes to form a habit. Unfortunately, that's just a myth. It actually varies on the person. Which makes sense, because we are all built differently. Some of us lose weight faster, some of us lose weight slower, some of us gain muscle faster, some of us gain muscle slower. All our bodies are different, which is fine. We are not built exactly the same. So for each person, building a habit is going to be different. People say the average is 66 days. Well, the truth is, it's neither or. It varies on the person, and it takes approximately 18 to 254 days. Sounds crazy, but it's the truth. Varies on the person. Like I said, we're all built differently. So some people might have a habit in 18 days, some might take 254 days, or some might take a month, couple months. It varies on the person. That's just how it is. But habits are very crucial. No matter how long it takes for you to form a habit, it's crucial in your goals. So as I dug around doing the research on how long it takes to form a habit, this is the conclusion I came to. Dispelling the myth that habits form in just 21 days, experts delve into why some individuals may need more or less time. Initiating a habit like waking up early for a morning run can feel daunting initially. Degrading such a significant change into your routine demands commitment and patience. But the exact duration required remains unclear. While the notion of a 21-day habit formation period is popular, it often falls short in practice. Colleen Carmier, a behavioral economist at the California Institute of Technology, suggests that while setting resolutions on New Year's Day may spark motivation, by January 21st, few can claim they've adhered to their goals. Surveys indicate that merely 9% of people maintain their resolutions in 2023. The timeline for habit formation varies for each individual, with repetition being the critical factor for success, according to Philippa Lally, a senior lecturer in psychology at the University of Surrey. Lally and Kamir propose personalized strategies to reinforce positive behaviors and transform them into automatic habits. The 21-day theory originated from the 1960 book Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, who observed that his patients took around 21 days to adjust to post-surgery changes. Though this wasn't experimentally verified, despite lacking substantial evidence, the concept gained widespread acceptance due to its seemingly reasonable timeframe. However, a landmark 2009 study revealed that habit formation ranges from 18 to 254 days, with daily repetition being the primary determinant. the complexity of the activity also plays a role, as acquiring a new skill differs from simple behavioral adjustments like drinking more water. Recent research, including a 2015 study on gym attendance and machine learning analysis, further underscores the variability and complexity of habit formation. Maintaining consistency in forming good habits can be challenging once the initial enthusiasm wanes. Camarier suggests creating specific plans and accountability systems to track progress and sustain motivation. Immediate rewards are more effective than delayed ones, and associating desired behaviors with reliable cues strengthens neural connections. Reconfiguring one's environment can also facilitate habit formation or breaking existing habits. Missing a day or two in a routine is normal, and Lally advises reassessing goals and adjusting expectations to avoid discouragement. In essence, there's no fixed timeline for habit formation, but persistence and adaptability are key to success, regardless of how long it takes. So like I said, habits varies on the person, but habits are very crucial to success and to your goals. Without habits, without having a routine, you will never get anywhere in life. You will not get where you want to be. You have to do it over and over again. And I have a clip for you to listen to by Andrew Huberman, who is a very credible American neuroscientist, very smart guy, and he says the same exact thing. So take a listen to what he has to say about habits.
Same habit to be formed. It can take anywhere from 18 days to as many as 254 days for different individuals to form that habit. The reason I bring this up is that I always get asked, is it true that it takes 21 days to form a habit? Is it true that your nervous system changes in 6 days when you're doing something repeatedly? And the answer is, as I mentioned before, it's highly variable. What I didn't tell you actually was what specific habit they were looking at in that Lally study. And it's interesting that the specific behavior was a health-related behavior. It's pretty relevant to our discussion here on the podcast, which was taking walks after dinner. There's actually a really nice literature showing that walks after a meal can speed glucose clearance from the bloodstream, can be beneficial for not just weight loss, but cardiovascular health, et cetera. So a walk after dinner seems pretty straightforward, right? Well, in order to form that habit, it took some people 18 days and other people 254 days. How did they know when they formed the habit? Well, they were doing it about 85% of the time. And they also reported not having to spend that much mental effort in order to get into the mode of taking a walk after dinner. So for those of you listening, some of you might be thinking, I can't believe that it would take some people 254 days to get into that habit. But as I said, people are highly variable. And if you can't form one habit easily, it doesn't mean that you can't form other habits easily.
Forming a habit is obviously hard. Clearly not easy. Doing the same thing over and over, whether you want to or not, is not easy. There's a lot of mental and mindset that goes into forming a habit. Because it's easy to break a habit. It's easy to not do a habit. If you're eating good, it's easy to just eat something else that's bad for you. If you're working out and trying to be consistent, it's easy to take a day off and stop going. It's very easy. That's why most people don't have habits. People live their daily lives doing whatever they want. But most people, pretty much all people, do have one habit in common. They all have jobs. Having a job is a habit. Why? Because you have the habit of going to a job every single day. And the habit is, you get there, clock in, clock out, and you do that habit over and over again. Most people don't realize that is a habit, technically, because you are doing it consistently. And more than likely, you've done that through 18 to 254 days. So, with that being said, you can form a habit by going to work to make money, to get a paycheck, to pay your bills, pretty much to survive. That is a habit, whether you think it's good or bad. That's your personal opinion. But you can't form a habit to better your life, such as being healthier, whether it's making more money, whether it's spending more time with friends and family, relationships, whatever it is. You can't form a habit doing that to better yourself. Why not? Like I said, it's not easy. Habits are very, very difficult because you have to do them whether you want to or not. And there will be more times you would not want to do it than times that you actually want to do it. For example, get up early to go to the gym before work. That is probably going to be the hardest habit you can do. Is it easy? No. Are you going to want to get up? No. Are you going to want to go drive to the gym and work out? No. It's hard. But you have to start somewhere. Take it day by day and form that habit. Even when you do form that habit, there still will be days that you do not want to do it. But hopefully that habit will make you do it over and over again. You need to hold yourself accountable to form that habit. If you can't hold yourself accountable to form a habit, that's why I provide accountability coaches. For I can make you accountable to have a habit to reach your goals, to do it over and over again. And that's what one part of being a Patreon member is. Because it's hard. It's not easy forming a habit. And obviously you should reward yourself, not when you do it for a couple days, a week, or 2 weeks. You have to do it, obviously, long term. And rewarding yourself is not a bad thing because we all deserve to be rewarded for our hard work. Just don't reward yourself for doing it once or twice. Do it consistently and keep doing it. But I promise you this, if you form a habit, if it's going to the gym and eating healthy, you will feel better about yourself. You will be happier with yourself. You will look good and feel good. Promise you that. Is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to be hard? Of course. By the end of the day, it will be worth it. Whatever habit you're trying to form obviously needs to be a good habit, not a bad habit. You need to start and keep doing it over and over again. At the beginning of the year, I made a podcast about a friend that disappeared. In a good way, because he focused on himself and losing weight. And I supported it 100% because I want people to improve and get better. And if that takes for you disappearing just to improve and get better, by all means. So last week, he texted me and I found out that within the last 2.5 months, he's formed this habit of working out and losing weight. Of course, you have to eat healthy. But the thing is, he formed a habit. And he kept that habit and was consistent with it. And since he went incognito and disappeared, in approximately about in 2.5 months, give or take, maybe a little bit more, he lost around 30 pounds. 30 pounds. And before he formed this habit, and before I gave him a talk and told him the hard truth, which thankfully he took and actually ran with it and understood, and it came from a good place. He was over, and he said, so he surpassed 300 pounds. And like I said, now he's around 269 pounds, and he lost 30. And obviously he told me that, and I told him, congratulations. And obviously I'm proud of you. I want you to do good. I want you to better yourself. And just because he lost 30 pounds, that he's not done yet. He still has more to go. This is what people need to understand. Forming habits is a good thing. It creates you bettering yourself. Obviously, to be the best version you can be. But it takes time. Obviously, you have to be patient. That famous saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. Nor will your goals. But if you're consistent, you're disciplined, and you have that habit of doing it over and over again, I promise you, you will get there. 100%. Whether it takes you 18 days or anywhere between 254 days, get it done and do it. Be consistent, be disciplined, and change your life. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. So now you know how long it takes to form a habit. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to form a habit? Are you just going to listen and do nothing with it? And waste your life and not try to get better? Choice is up to you. Choice is always up to you, no matter what. One day or day one. Your choice. That's going to be for this podcast. Hopefully you got some valuable information on forming habits, because obviously there's a lot of myths that forming a habit takes 21 days, or the average being 66 days. So you probably heard. But now you know it takes either 18 minimum to 255 days max. Kind of sucks when you hear it, but it is what it is. Depends on the person. But now you know. So I appreciate your time to listen to this podcast episode. As always, thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for being a Patreon member and supporting the podcast. If you want to be a Patreon member, the links will always be in the description below. And as always, please like, subscribe, comment, and share with other people if you found this podcast valuable and can help other people as well. I wish you guys the best. Hope you have a great day. And please form a habit that's going to change your life for the better. And you will be happier. I promise you that. Thank you again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.